We're talking to Georgia Higgins today. We're CJMQ 88.9 FM, so welcome, Georgia. Georgia Higgins, you're a country artist here in Canada. Where are you based, Georgia?
I'm in Whitby, actually Ontario.
Okay, in Whitby, Ontario. Now, how did you get interested in music, Georgia?
When I was really little, I joined the choir, and then I just started loving it even more. So continued on, found a coach who really believed in me. So we started writing together, and that's how I started to become an artist, sort of.
Okay, good. Well, a lot of people started in the choir. That's very interesting. And how did you get onto the country music?
I kind of just drifted in that direction. I never really kind of thought, like, oh, I'm going to be a country singer.
Mm-hmm.
It was the music that I enjoyed, and I guess my voice just suits it, so.
Okay, well, that's great. Lots of music at home when you were growing up, Georgia?
Yeah, my dad, actually, he used to be part of the a big choir out where he lived in Montreal when he was a kid, so I get it from him, and my mom likes different kinds of music, too, and so they kind of just all mushed together.
Okay, well, that's nice. Now, have you put out an album yet, or are you just working on singles right now?
Oh, just working on singles. I've applied for a grant from Factor for an album, because I have actually gotten one for just a demo.
Okay, that's nice. Good.
Yeah.
Now, we're playing your hit right now, Ain't No Glory on the Ground. Did you write part of this song, Georgia?
Actually, I didn't write this song.
Mm-hmm.
This one got sent down from Nashville from a writing company called Olay.
Okay.
And I worked with a different producer on it because I won this contest. So he actually got it sent down, but he's a great producer. His name's Mike Francis.
Oh, that's great. What contest was this?
The KX96 Superstar Search.
Oh, that's nice. Okay.
Yeah.
How many were in the contest?
There was about 10 weeks and of them, and then there was the finals after the 10 weeks. And every week there was about 10 to 15 people, and there was one winner. And then at the end of the 10 weeks, all those winners went to the finals, and I won at the finals. So.
Wow, that's pretty neat. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that must have been exciting, and yet you must have been on pins and needles for the 10 weeks.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
It was very
that's
awesome.
Great. Are you used to performing in a crowd? Have you done many fairs or festivals?
I've done lots of local stuff like that. That's usually the stuff that I do, fairs and festivals, and or lots of stuff for charity. There's lots of stuff that I do, like, for free, just for entertainment.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's nice. What charities are you interested in?
The most recent one that I've worked with was, it's called Wyatt's Warriors, and it's for sick kids, for a heart, dysfunctional heart disease for kids. And I've also worked for Walmart and sang for the Walmart Walk for Miracles and Children's Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Oh, that's nice. So it's pretty much geared toward children then, your benefits.
Yeah.
Okay, any special reason why this is?
You know what, I do love kids,
mm-hmm.
So it is definitely rewarding when I do events for to help out kids, but mostly it's just for experience and because I love to do it.
Oh, that's great, a chance to get out there and help people at the same time. That's
wonderful.
Good. You've been performing for charity galas, okay, and your inspiration comes from the Dixie Chicks, Ray Charles, and Johnny Cash?
Yeah, those are pretty much my main three idols. There's also Janis Joplin, who I always forget to mention, but she's definitely my number one.
Okay. So that's like a combination of country rock and a little bit of, Ray Charles.
he's just awesome.
So how does your music come out? Do you find that it's a bit of a crossover between genres?
Yeah, the older I get, I find the more kind of bluesy I start to sound.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of try and incorporate that in in the music that we keep producing.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no really telling which direction I'm going to go in. It kind of just falls into place.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. It's kind of evolving at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. That's what's fun about it.
Good. Do you sing solo or do you have a backup band?
I actually do, yeah, I mm-hmm. sing solo.
Mm-hmm.
Just
good.
All by myself and usually with a track, but I'm starting to rehearse with a new band,
mm-hmm.
actually.
Okay, good. Now, you're an independent artist. Do you find it much harder for independent artists?
I do, definitely, yeah. It is mm-hmm. it is hard kind of trying to just get your name out there and
mm-hmm.
getting all the experience so that you kind of you're up to where you need to be to make it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's worth it. The ride is worth it.
I'm sure it is. Any advice to people starting out or want to get interested in the country music business?
Just carry on singing. Do mm-hmm. what you can to get out there. Do as many possible things as you possibly can to do with singing or performing, and just follow it if you love it.
That sounds great. Good advice. And I imagine your family is very supportive of you too, Georgia?
Yes, they are.
That's
yeah.
great.
My mom
great.
Is sort of my momager, my
mm-hmm.
manager.
That's good, yeah. Now, you're on MySpace?
Yeah, myspace.com/Georgia Higgins Music.
Okay. And do you have a website also, or just
no,
MySpace?
It's just the MySpace right mm-hmm. now, actually.
Okay, and are you on Facebook?
Yeah, I do have Facebook, actually.
Mm-hmm.
It's just Georgia Higgins.
Okay, that's good. Well, it's great to get your name out there, and very important, too. So what do you do in your spare time? Do you have much spare time, do you find? Or?
Yeah, I do, actually. I'm still in high school, actually. I'm just going into grade 12.
Okay, wow.
So,
yeah,
it's fun. Usually I'm just hanging out with my friends or
mm-hmm.
downtown visiting my dad. And
mm-hmm. That's
stuff
great.
Like that.
Great, good pastime. Do you tend to spend more time in your music when you graduate?
Yeah, actually. I plan to travel and kind of just get even more experience in different places and meeting new people. And
mm-hmm.
when I graduate, I think that's when it'll all really blossom.
Okay, that's a great goal. Now, if somebody wants to download the track, Ain't No Glory on the Ground, do you have a few other tracks too, Georgia?
Yeah, I do. I have, I think there's five on there.
Mm-hmm.
Three are from the very first demos that I ever recorded.
Mm-hmm.
And those are Whatever, Leaving This Life Behind, and All Over Again. And
mm-hmm.
then there's Ain't No Glory.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's also Over Love, which is the song that I got the grant from Factor for.
Oh, nice. Good.
Yeah.
So if somebody wants to get a copy of the songs, can they purchase them through iTunes?
I'm not on iTunes yet, actually.
I'm
just trying kind of to get out there, but the only way to really listen to my songs right now is mm-hmm. on MySpace.
Okay, so MySpace, and hopefully you'll be coming out with an album in the next year or so.
Yes, hopefully.
That would be great. Good. Well, anything else you'd like to tell our listeners, Georgia, before we go?
Thank you very much for listening.
Well, thank you for all your talent, and certainly all the best to you.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
CJMQ 88.9 FM. Next up, young Canadian country artist Georgia Higgins, and we'll hear her song Ain't No Glory on the Ground.